Commentator Joe Wright is in his third year of medical school, so he doesn't have a whole lot of time to spend in front of the television. But there's one show he usually tries to catch. He says it's inspiration for his work in the hospital.
One of my favorite medical TV shows is on MTV, and it's called Pimp My Ride. Okay, it's not a medical TV show in the usual sense. The rapper Xzibit is the host. He begins each episode by surprising some young person who lives in Southern California and drives a terrible wreck of a car.
Please, MTV, pimp my ride!
Xzibit then takes the car to the clinic. The clinic is West Coast Customs. They make cars into entirely new machines.
So what do you think?
As Xzibit rolls in, the guys make a huge show of how terrible the car is. You want us to work with this? This time, Xzibit, you've gone too far.
No way.
But in the next scene, the West Coast Customs guys get together for a clinical case conference. Q, the shop manager, points out the admirable qualities of the owner of each pile of junk.
This kid's name's Big Ron. He loves to get his boogie on. He plays the drums, but most of all, he takes care of his mom. Wheels the tires. What
do you think? The team nods thoughtfully, now full of understanding. Their declared mission is pimping rides and changing lives, and each specialist comes up with a way of transforming the car into an expression of its owner.
Paint and body department. Touche, what do you got for me?
I'm gonna come with a sunset pearl orange. Raspberry accents coming from the bottom to give Alex's gold Dayton's that bling.
Some interventions are less thoughtful than others. For instance, I might not choose flame decals quite as often as they do. At the same time, some of their moves are inspired. The aspiring singer-dancer got a mini recording studio in her car with a microphone that comes around from behind her so she can record the singing she does while stuck in L.A. traffic jams.
You know, I gotta put something in here unique and special each time we do one of these things. So this is my gift to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, you got your own personal digital Yamaha drum set.
What if, in the hospital, we could have a West Coast Customs-style clinical case conference about my patient who can't walk so well these days? I'd be in Q's place. Okay, guys, I'd say. Mrs. Robbins likes to do her own shopping so she can bake surprises for her grandkids. Around the table, my fellow clinicians would listen intently. But right now, all she's got is this chump change walker to get to the grocery store. And with her emphysema, she gets out of breath. The specialist would chime in enthusiastically. We're going to give her new lungs with the newest turbo oxygen exchangers. Good, I'd say. Dr. Jones, what do you got? I've got special pogo stick leg enhancers so she can not only walk, but jump to the grocery store. Yeah, we'd all say. That's going to be dope. Of course, it's a lot harder to transform a failing human body than a beat-up car. Most of our parts don't improve when we swap them out for new ones. In reality, I tend to think that doctors who act too much like the guys at West Coast Customs generally cause more harm than good. Doctors who jump to drastic interventions can cause the worst kinds of hurt. By necessity, a well-run hospital is full of half-measures and compromises, full of first doing no harm. But on Pimp My Ride, the auto body is not only fixed but made glorious, and for a medical student, there's no better escape television. In a hospital, sometimes people get better and sometimes they don't. On Pimp My Ride, the dying body is made new every time.
Joe Wright is in his third year at Harvard Medical School.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.